Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. I don't want to make a choice of who you should marry. The choice of who you marry is completely yours to make. However, my goal in this whole program is to show you how to decide who to marry and how to know who not to marry. Now, there are four kinds of guys I think you should never get married to. Yes, I told you to find out who the guy is. Even because if you're trying to find out who the guy is, there is a guy proposing to you and you find out that he fitting into any of these four categories of men. If I have to give you my candid advice, I'll just advise you, my sister, don't marry him. I'm serious. Now, I'm not trying to tell you not to marry him because I hate you. I'm telling you not to marry him because I want the best for you. I'm telling you not to marry him because I do not think he's going to be the best for you. I'm telling you not to marry him because you live a more miserable life marrying him than remaining single. That is to say, people who never got married, who a man never even talked to, will be better off than you than marrying people like that. That is why I say, please find out who you are going to get married to. Do not marry a stranger. And if in the course of your findings, you find that they fit into this, any of these four men, please, they are not fit for marriage. Now, the first one I want to talk to you about is that promiscuous men are men you should not get married. Who is a promiscuous man? A promiscuous man is not a man who mistakenly, perhaps under pressure or something like that, fall for fornication or adultery or stuff like that. A promiscuous man doesn't have three testes. Every man has two. Now, he doesn't have more than the average man has. What his problem is that by virtue of his choice, his background, or the influences he exposed himself to, he decided that the way to live his life is by promiscuity. Yes, he decided that what he should do is that whenever he has an urge for sex, he should express that urge. He should satisfy that urge by getting involved with any girl, any available woman that will consent. Some are even worse, that they go even for men or animals. Now, people like that are promiscuous, and I say do not marry them. Now, do you know why I say you shouldn't marry them? It's not because they won't take care of you. I mean, I was in a movie recently and the man was wondering why his wife is worried or is concerned that he's chopping up on the outside. You understand what I'm saying? Now, look, this is the point he made. He said, is there anything you need I've not given you? Don't I take care of the children? Don't you have your own car? You know, he was saying, I've given you this, I've given you that. So why are you concerned about this? So I'm trying to help you see that the promiscuous man is not a man who denies you these things. He will provide you all of these things, but he will also get for himself a mistress. That is to say, he believes he has to sleep with another woman to satisfy his urge. He grew up thinking that that is the way life should be, but I dare say that is not the way life should be. But let me talk to you briefly about this for a while. It's very unfortunate, it's very painful in my heart that a lot of women actually think that men are naturally promiscuous. It is a lie. I'm telling you this now at this point is this. You have to ensure you don't teach your children, especially the guys, to think that men are promiscuous. If you commit the blunder of teaching them that men are promiscuous, you do one bad thing, you put into their head, you make them think that they can't help but just sleep around. Therefore, when he becomes an adult, he continues the cycle you saw in another man, you saw maybe your father, saw your uncle, saw your cousin, and saw in other different people. Therefore, do not go telling the man or your son or anybody that men are naturally promiscuous. I'm not saying this so that you defend men. I mean, I don't want to give you that kind of job. But what I'm saying is that men are actually not naturally promiscuous. Some people just choose to be promiscuous. Look around your neighborhood, look around your church, look around your office. You will find that there are men who are not even married, but they don't care about any girl. And listen, they are not homo. There are men who are married, their wives are not as fine as you, a lady, but they don't look at you. Their discussion and chatting with you ends at the company canteen. Once work closed, everybody goes home. When they want to go to club, they carry their wife. When they want to go and flex, they carry their wife. When they want sex, they go to their wife. They don't want a mistress, they don't want a second wife. There are men like that. The truth of the matter is that people just choose promiscuity, either because when they were growing up, they were lied to that they can't help but be promiscuous. Please try and find my book titled My Brother, We Are Not Dogs. That is why I explain line by line how I am sure that no man is born, no man is created promiscuous. Now, why I say you shouldn't marry people like this is that a lot of ladies who got married to people like that went to their untimely grave because their husband went around sleeping around, contracted HIV/AIDS. They contracted gonorrhea, they contracted syphilis, they contracted all kinds of sexually transmitted infections, and they came home with it, and of course the woman has to collect them. Now, it's not as if women are also promiscuous, so, I mean, how can I say that? Well, there are women who are prostitutes. But what I'm talking to you about is that our society thinks that it is normal for a man to be promiscuous. You have to decide, do you want to marry a man like that, or marry a man that is a man of one wife? Aside the disease that can be contracted, what kind of thing is he modeling for your child? How can a man who is promiscuous tell your daughter to not to be going up and down with men? How will he be able, how does he have the moral right to talk to your son to control his sexual urge as a teenager? Find out whether you want this man to be the model to your children, and check whether that, if that is what suits you, please go ahead and marry him. But if you are concerned about your health, if you are concerned about who he models for your children, if you are concerned about saving yourself from the embarrassment that someone like Bill Clinton brought for his family, then you have a duty to ensure that when you find that a man is promiscuous, you give him no as an answer to his marriage proposal. And that set of people I think you should run away from are people who beat women. There are people who think that the way to express their anger or to correct a woman is by beating. For them, it doesn't make sense to take a walk when a woman starts ranting. They do not think that they have to take a walk. They don't think they have to lock themselves in a room. They don't think they have to listen to music to just cool off from the tension or the annoyance that their wife caused them. But for them, what they think is that, I have to beat this woman to teach her a lesson. I once lived in a compound, my neighbor, he said that, did I not marry you? They were telling him not to beat his wife. And in my head, I'm wondering, like, do you think you married her to beat her? I didn't tell him, of course, what thing concerned me. I was staying in my room and they were fighting in their house. So I simply minded my business. When you find that a man who is proposing to you reasons that way or behaves in that fashion, you have to steer clear of such relationship, not talk of marriage. A key way to find out something like that is find out his reaction when you get angry. Does he try to beat people? Does he try to fight? Even people who are not you. I have heard ladies who a man is beating, they are just in a relationship or courtship, and the girl will say, oh, because of sake of love, I'm not going to leave you. Now, they say it's unconditional love. Good. Unconditional love, if that's what your own definition of unconditional love, then go ahead with it. But in my head, I don't see it as unconditional love. I see it as seeing danger and walking into it. And if you read the book of Proverbs, somewhere it says that a wise man sees danger ahead and tries to escape from it. You see danger ahead and you're running into it. And that kind of people, I think you should stay clear from, are people who are godless. The kind of evil a godless man can do is Catholic. That is to say, you can't count them. He can lie, he can cheat on you, he can steal, he can do all kinds of things. And I dare say, he can do any kind of thing to get money, to win contracts, to win political position. Except that for whatever thing we do in life as human beings, they stand as judgment against us. Everything we do in life, every of our actions are seeds to our future. We reap the fruit. And I'm telling you, if the man that is proposing to you is a kind that is godless, does all kinds of evil, he has political power, he has wealth, he has big company, but he built all of those things on the wrong foundation. I can tell you clearly, nemesis will catch up on him one day. And if you find a man like that, don't be carried away by his wealth. Don't be carried away by his political powers. Don't be carried away by his influence. Know that those things will crumble one day. A man called David saw people who prosper in their wicked way. He was worried, like, God, is it a bad thing I'm doing the right thing? Now he said, I went into the temple and I saw them, that they were on slippery ground. A man whom the foundation of his success is iniquity and evil is bound to fall. No matter how successful he seems today, my sister, steer clear. Otherwise, you bring yourself disgrace and shame. Where you once lived in big city, enjoying the best of facilities in the city, except that one day you have to be pushed to the village where you will have to start farm work or beg to survive. What I'm trying to make to you is this: there are men you should steer clear of if you want your marriage not to be regretful. If you want a regret-free marriage, you have to keep away from men who are promiscuous. They will make life miserable for you and bring you shame. Keep away from people who are wife beater, they can kill you. Keep away from the godless. The iniquity they can do is Catholic. Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project World, a human capacity development platform with a guiding mission of serving you insights and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things we share with ladies, kindly visit brojid.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through brojid@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664.
You can access scores of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit broji.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter at brojidworld.